It's time to start talking Medicaid. It's going to be a topic in the near future because as we make our way out of the pandemic, the continuous coverage requirement goes away. What does that mean for all of us? Joining us now for those that are on Medicaid, I should say, joining us now from Navigators for a Healthy Louisiana is James Ducote. James, welcome aboard. How are you, man?
Hey, Brian. Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show this morning.
No, glad to have you on. Let's start with your outfit. What is Navigators for a Healthy Louisiana? What do y'all do?
So Navigators for a Healthy Louisiana, we're funded by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. We provide free in-person enrollment assistance and information about the health insurance marketplace and Medicaid, known as healthcare.gov, to keep people's information up to date and provide for options to, make sure they don't have any gap in coverage during this Medicaid unwind process that we're going to be going through.
Right. So y'all's role kind of pivots from a sign up to maintenance, I guess, would be about the best way to put it here. What does the unwind, what does the end of the continuous coverage requirement, what does that actually mean?
So basically, in layman's terms, in 2020, Congress put in place protections for people that were enrolled in Medicaid to ensure that they're able to stay covered during the COVID-19 pandemic. The policy was called the Continuous Coverage Requirement, and it was originally linked to the COVID-19 public health emergency. In the recent passage this year, the 2023 Consolidated Appropriations Act ended that continuous coverage requirement. So effective in April 2023, all states were required to start reviewing the eligibility of all their Medicaid members. Anyone that's been found not eligible, they're going to have their benefits revoked. And it includes Medicaid recipients who've not recently updated their eligibility information. And currently across across the state in Louisiana, recent numbers show that as much as 40% of our state's population is currently on Medicaid.
That is a huge number. So that means a lot of people need help. A lot of people need direction. A lot of people need to know where to go and what to do. So Absolutely. What should people be doing right about now?
So right now we're working anywhere across the state to connect to as many people as we can and update their information, trying to get their current information current Medicaid recipients to update information and enroll in other healthcare options if they are no longer eligible for Medicaid, and try to reduce that that loss of coverage gap for anyone across the state to kind of keep the numbers balanced. Anyone that's losing their Medicaid coverage is going to qualify for a special enrollment period to determine whether they're eligible for a healthcare plan if they're no longer eligible for Medicaid. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to reach those people across the state.
How difficult is that? I mean, how much is the onus on y'all versus the people who are actually participants?
Well, it's on our part, it's a good mix of a well-oiled machine that we've been working on with this program for 10 years now. This is a new type of strategy that we have, and kind of a mix with a grassroots effort going to where the people are to get the message out. We are partnering pretty close with Medicaid to get the message out. I know they're doing a lot of contract work as well to get the message to their current members, but it's a collaborative effort. When you're talking about 40% of our state's population, that's a lot of people to reach, even though it's stretched out over a 14-month period beginning in this past April. Mm-hmm. That's still a big feat.
Oh, we're talking with James Ducote from Navigators for a Healthy Louisiana. All right, let's give some info out. Where can folks go who need to make the phone calls, visit the websites? What's the number?
Absolutely. If they want to get in touch with us for some help and some one-on-one coverage, they can go to www.getcoveredla.org, and they can also reach us. At 1-800-435-2432, mm-hmm. And they can be connected to a local navigator in their area.
1-800-435-2432 would be that phone number. Now, James, this is part of that overall effort that is not just looking to make sure that everybody's coverage continues post-pandemic, but might also be looking to, I don't want to say trim the Medicaid rolls, but definitely trim the fat and find anybody who doesn't belong there anymore. How do those two different plans converge?
Well, you know, what's going to happen is if someone's been on Medicaid for the past 3 years, we haven't had the state hasn't done any eligibility determination. So, you know, the Appropriations Act is going to, you know, take care of that and get things, you know, where they're supposed to be as far as the numbers go. Anyone who may be in that gap where they're no longer eligible for Medicaid, we're going to be able to connect them to a qualified health plan through healthcare.gov and get them set up so that they're not going to lose any health coverage. They're still going to be covered. So, yeah, in a sense, we are going to be trimming some from Medicaid, but you're going to see the numbers are going to pretty much balance across the state.
Well, I mean, it's just as long as if at the end of the day, the effort makes sure that everybody's up to date. I think that's probably, you know, what is it, $196 million being put forth into this effort overall, which over $100 million, that's federal money being sent down here. But if at the end of the day, we know that everybody's up to speed and covered, the coverage is the goal, is it not?
Correct. That is the goal, to ensure that there's no loss in coverage for our state recipients, and everyone has access to low to no cost health insurance if it's not offered through their employers or private entities.
So the phone number one more time is 800-435-2432. He is James Ducote with Navigators for a Healthy Louisiana. We appreciate the update this morning.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. No.